Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will take the things of Christ and reveal it to you. He will bring to your remembrance what Christ has said. He is to glorify Christ. So all the time when you are in the process of preparing the message, you need to depend upon the Holy Spirit. All the time. You need to ask Him to illumine the text. You need to ask Him to quicken your memory. You need to ask Him to show you how to put the things in order. You need to depend on the Holy Spirit all the time. And secondly, through the process, you need to pray unceasingly. You need to tell the Lord that you cannot do it yourself. And you're not going to do it yourself. You depend upon Him to help you in developing that message. You pray over what He has given to you. And of course, even after the message is finished, you give it back to the Lord and ask the Lord to keep it. So, Holy Spirit, depending upon the Holy Spirit and praying all the time, these are two essential conditions in the preparation. Now the next step will be the delivery. All right, God has given you the message, and the time is come to deliver that message. Now how good it will be if the moment you have the message, you deliver it. Because then it is fresh and living. But unfortunately, sometimes it may be another week, and sometimes maybe another month that you are able to deliver that message. Well, even your notebook does not help very much. Now, probably when you develop your message, it is good, you know, to some people to jot down thoughts, you know, or to have some key words. You know, you really need to ask the Lord to give you some key words, you know. And so that will remind you of what the Lord has shown you. So in the notebook probably you have a few outline with a few thoughts or with the key words. That's good. And some people are able not to use notes at all. I mean, it's all in their mind and they are able to remember. I used to be able to do that, but no more. My mind has degenerated. And I cannot think without writing. So in my own preparation, I have to write down what the Lord has given to me. I wrote it down. But in delivery, I don't strictly follow that. That's helped me with the thinking. So even if you can write it down, it's okay. You know, but do not stick to it. Because if you stick to it, you know, at the moment when the Spirit of God is going to speak something, you won't allow Him to do it. But anyway, you'll find that when you come to the time of delivery now, what will you do? Is it because you have a message? Therefore, you can just go there and deliver it. It won't work. By the time of delivering, you find that message become letter. You find that it's not living anymore. The words are there. The thoughts are there. But the life is not there. And sometimes you even cannot remember. So what should you do? Now, brothers and sisters, the first thing you need to do is before you deliver a message, offer yourself afresh to God. Again, we say the messenger is more important. You need to present yourself afresh to God. If there is any sin in your life, any controversy with the Lord or with your brothers and sisters, any obstacles that stands in the way, any bitterness in your spirit, all the things that can block the flowing of God's Word, you have to have them dealt with before you deliver them. That you will be a clean, broken, clear vessel in the hand of God. That His Word may go through you. So, brothers and sisters, every time before you deliver a message, you need to go to the Lord, have dealings with Him, prepare your spirit, and furthermore, you need to bring that message to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it to life. The Holy Spirit is able to bring it to life. You ask the Lord to touch you once more, that your spirit will be one with the message, that your thoughts, your memory will return, that your feeling may go together with a message. You need to ask the Lord to do these things. You need to ask the Lord to anoint you afresh with the Holy Spirit. You tell the Lord you cannot do it, but you claim His anointing as your portion. In other words, you're doing. You tell the Lord you cannot do it, but you claim His anointing as your portion. In other words, you're doing it in His power, not in your power. Now, these are the preparations you have to have before you deliver a message. And thank God, you know, when you go to the Lord, you'll find He will refresh it within you. He will renew your mind. He will bring back the memory. He will even create the right feeling within you, so that your word and the feeling will go together. The Spirit of God and your spirit will support the word that you are delivering. And then, of course, at the time of delivery. At the time of delivery, brothers and sisters, number one, forget yourself. You know, we are so self-conscious. And when we are very self-conscious, we inhibit the Spirit of God. Let me tell you a story. In China, we have a great evangelist, Dr. John Song. I know him very well. I think in China, in the history of Chinese church, he is the one whom God used most in evangelism. Thousands of people saved. But I have to tell you that when I first heard him, he was not clear in gospel truth. Later on, you get better. One day I asked him this question. I said, brother, can you tell me what's your secret? You know what he said? He said, every time before I go to speak, I spend half an hour before the Lord, meditating on His love. So when I go out to speak, he said, I forget myself. And truly, he just forgot himself. He can take off his coat. He can jump down the platform. You know. He has no self-consciousness at all. No self-consciousness. So the Spirit of God can just get through him. You know, our self-consciousness stands in the way. So we need to ask the Lord to deliver us from self-consciousness. You know, Mrs. Penn-Lewis, Jessie Penn-Lewis, she was a great speaker, greatly used by God. But you know how nervous she was? She was a very nervous person. She couldn't stand before people. Before he spoke, she was so nervous. But when she started to speak, it was all gone. I have to confess to you, I am a most nervous person. And I think people know it. But thank God, when it comes to the delivery of the word, it seems that God just covered me. You know, do not think of yourself. You are there speaking for God. You are not delivering yourself or your message. You are delivering the message of your Master to the people. And of course, unless the Lord's mercy is upon us, we always remember ourselves. We need His mercy. Now, in the delivering, of course, there are certain things that you need to remember. And I think this is where Spurgeon's lecture to my student is very helpful. Now, I do not agree with him in certain things, like if you want to have a good voice, you need to eat lots of pepper. Now, I don't know. I couldn't take pepper. Anyway, it may help. Make you very hot. But still, you know, his advice to his students on speaking are superb. Now, in speaking, in delivering a message, of course, the first important thing is voice. You know, if you cannot be heard, however good is the message, is not delivered. So, first of all, the voice is important. You have to learn to project your voice. You know, do not let your voice stay in your throat. Let your voice project out. Now, of course, Spurgeon, his voice is, that projection is wonderful, of course. They do not have microphone at that time, you know, but his voice just booming out. So, when we learn speaking, we need to learn how to project our voice. Now, loud voice doesn't mean projected voice. Some people can be very loud, but all people heard is sound, noise. You know, they do not hear the word. So it does not project, but you need to project your voice. Now, that you need some practice. And you need to articulate clearly. You know, when you speak, people don't understand it. You need to articulate it clearly. You know, make it understandable. There is no need to use high-sounding words. Use words that people can understand. Now, sometimes you need such words that people do not understand, and it loses its meaning. You know? So, you need to, and then your voice should be natural. Do not try to intone or imitate other people's voice. Now, when you are talking, it's one voice, and when you're preaching is another voice, that's artificial. Do not try to, you know, sometimes people, even when they pray, they have another voice. And that's very artificial. You know, be natural. Be natural. And of course, as to gesture, the same thing. Be natural. You know? Do not try to think beforehand what you are going to do with this hand and with that hand and so forth, you know, at a certain word. You know. Then when you are talking, you are thinking about that, you know. Make it natural. You know, when you speak to a certain thing, you need to open your hands wide, open it up. You know? And if there's no need to open it up, God, do not flap it around. Be natural. You know? Oh, of course, if you read Spurgeon's lecture, you find there are certain gestures he warned people not to have. Because they do not seem to be presentable. But anyway, I would say just be natural, you know. And in the time of delivery, in your spirit, be in touch with the Lord. You know, sometimes when you talk, and you go out, it seems that the connection is cut off. And immediately you sense it. Come back. And be with one with the Spirit of God. Alright? That's for delivery. Oh yeah. You can use illustration, as our brother mentioned already, because Spurgeon said illustration are like windows. If you have a house with no windows, you know, the light does not come in or cannot go out. So you need windows. But you have to be careful that your illustrations are not overwhelmingly so that you forget the substance. That's our brother already mentioned. Now finally, after delivery. You know, this is very important. After delivery, reaction comes in. Sometimes the reaction is you're elated. Well, I have done well. Especially these dear brothers and sisters come and say, good message. Now, brothers and sisters, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. If the Lord has helped you to be able to deliver a message, and you feel comfortable within you, immediately after you finish, you tell the Lord, I am but an unprofitable servant. It's all yours. Glory is all yours. Before the enemy comes in to pat your back, bow before the Lord first. Then you are saved. Another reaction is, you may deliver a message as you find. I did poorly. And you brood over it, you brood over it, you brood over it, and you even say, well, next time, no more. Well, you fall into temptation again. If you feel you did poorly, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I did poorly. You have to redeem it. And I always remember the story. It helps me so many times. After I finished a message, I was so down, and immediately I remember that story. There was once on a boat, people were traveling on a boat, and in the parlor of that boat, you know, people were sitting there reading and doing things, and there was a piano there, and a little girl went to the piano, and she did not know how to play, so she just bumping around, you know, and make all kinds of noises, and when she was doing that, people began to look at her, shake her head. They cannot read anymore. They cannot do anything anymore. They were so tired of her, you know. And then suddenly a man got up, went to the piano, sit by him, her, and when he struck a note, he struck the harmony. And it gave beautiful music, and everybody was listening. And after that, they clapped their hands, and the man said, thank this girl for the good performance. And I always remember that story. Oftentimes I was that little girl. I told the Lord, you have to make it up. Just leave it with the Lord. And brothers and sisters, then you will not be overwhelmed. You know? And then thirdly, of course, after you deliver a message, that is not the end. You need to pray over the message that was delivered. That the Lord would use this message to touch many hearts. To bring in fruits unto Himself. Oftentimes, we pray much before the message, but we do not pray after the message. Now that is not only true with the hearers, this is also true with the speakers. We need to pray that the Lord will use these messages for His glory. So, brothers and sisters, this is the way to minister the Word of God. And I believe if we know these principles and we practice it before God, I believe the mercy of God is there. And the church will be enriched. Because what builds the church is the word of grace. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee acknowledging Thee, acknowledging that in this matter of the ministry of the Word, we are completely dependent upon Thee. There is not a thing that we can do. We just come and ask Thee to give us a childlike faith that we may really trust Thee, to give us revelation, Thy Word, to enlighten the heart, to give us the message, and pray that for all the time that it is You that is being imparted to people and not ourselves, that there may be fruit unto Thee and the church may be built. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.